Good morning, and welcome to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship's virtual Sunday service. We are also affectionately known as WOOF. Just a note that since it is officially summer, our minister, the Reverend Tracy Springberry, is away. We look forward to sharing guest speakers, talents within our congregation, and other adventures with you. My name is Brad Hewitt. I use the pronouns he and him, and it's my joy to serve as your lay leader this morning. At this moment, whomever and wherever you are, know that you are welcome here. Regardless of your age or abilities, color of your skin or place of your birth, regardless of whom you love, how you identify your gender, or whatever your spiritual practices may be, or if you have no spiritual practices, you are welcome here. This morning we are all local to this virtual community of conscience and compassion. And now as I light the chalice, symbol of our shared faith, let us consider these words from Jennifer Grayson, retrieved from the shared UU spiritual web app. We light this chalice, symbol of our purpose, to bring more love and justice into the world. We light this chalice, knowing our congregation as a church, dispersed across communities, not bound by walls, but connected through the web of life. Please speak with me our opening affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another. For our reading today, I chose several quotes about humor and laughter, our focus for today's service. Life is too short to be serious all the time, so if you can't laugh at yourself, call me, I'll laugh at you. By Anonymous. Laughter is an instant vacation. Milton Berle. And with the fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die. Abraham Lincoln.
Hi, welcome to Therapeutic Laughter. I'm Caroline Haisley in Issaquah, Washington. We're going to practice some proven techniques for enhancing physiological benefits of laughter. Research has shown that laughter promotes sleep. It's a cardiovascular workout, supplying oxygen to all the cells of your body. It releases endorphins, lowers other stress hormones. It's low-tech, free, and available in your body at any time. Relaxes muscles, boosts the immune system, strengthens relationships, and reduces stress and judgmentalism. It's also known as laughter yoga because of the connection to the breath. It's a form of meditation because you can't think about regrets in the past or anxiety about the future when you're laughing. We're going to begin with a chant, and I'll demonstrate what we're going to do, clapping. We'll use this chant in between each laughter scenario. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho. Ha, 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 yay. So remember three times, ho, ho, ha, 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 and then yay. Remember to have a spirit of playfulness. This is not intended to be a comedy routine because humor has been found to be subjective. Not everybody likes the same humor. So when this program was developed in 1995 by Dr. Madan Kataria in India, he wanted to find a way for his patients to heal with comedy or humor, and tried jokes. They didn't work. They didn't work because not everybody had the same sense of humor. But then he decided to just use the sounds of laughter, ha, ho, and he, to create simulated laughter. He practiced in parks with groups of people, and today this form of laughter exercise exists in 108 countries. We will begin with the warm-up for he, ha, and ho, making the sounds. When I put my hands up here, we're going to say he. Here, it's ha and ho. Follow along with me. Our next laugh will be the clams say hello laugh. Put your arms in front of your face. When you're practicing this with another person, you would be standing right in front of them, and you would interact with them. But since we're doing this on a video, I'm interacting with you. So I'll have my arms up here, open up and say, hello. Close it back up. Do it with me. Hello. 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 Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Yay! The next laugh is the mental floss laugh. Take a little bit of mental floss and put the end through one ear. Stuff it through and pull it out the other side and floss your brain. Get it warmed up for more laughter. Let's do it three times, starting bending over nice and deep. Another one. Our next laugh is the decluttering laugh. Imagine you're opening up a cupboard and putting things into a box. Take out all the stuff you don't want anymore in your life and make a simpler life. Here it is. Open up the cupboard, lift it out, and stuff it in the box and laugh while you're doing it. Ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho, ha, 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 yay. The next laugh is called the wrong bin laugh. This was a result of something I did in real life when I accidentally dumped the recycling into the compost bin, and I had to pull it all out. So this is what happens when you discover that you've done that and that you have this messy cleanup ahead of you. So you take your recycling from the kitchen basket and you dump it into the wrong bin. Oh no! Let's practice again. Pour it in. Oh no! Take it again and pour it in. Oh no! Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Yay! The next one is let's do a little deep breathing first. We'll bend over, take a deep breath, inhale. Next laugh is called the new brain laugh. Since we all have these moments when we forget which recycling bin we're supposed to be pouring the stuff in, we sometimes wish we had a better brain. And this one is when we go to the brain store. So first, you unzip the top of your head, open it up, and take out that old brain. Set it aside and get a new brain and try it on. Oh! Let's get another brain. And keep going until you find the one you like the best. Take that one out. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Yay! Our next laugh is called the church laugh. In the old days, you weren't allowed to laugh in church, but fortunately, we don't care about that today. So we laugh in church. But imagine that you have the giggles and that they're uncontrollable and you can't stop. And every time you try to stop, you just giggle harder. But you try to do it silently. So you can either whisper or do the laughter with no sound at all. And it goes like this. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Yay! I'd like to tell you about some ways to bring more joy into your life. There are some practices you can do every day to have good-hearted living. This system was developed by joyologist Stephen Wilson, who has a website called World Laughter Tour, and he trains laughter leaders. It's where I was first trained as a laughter leader before starting to do it on my own. Each day of the week, I'll tell you something that you can do to be more open to joy and laughter. Mondays are for compliments. When you give somebody a compliment, it might be the only good thing that they experience that day. So you never know how many ripples you're creating out in the world. Tuesdays are for flexibility, to remember that life doesn't always go the way you planned. Wednesdays are for gratitude. The benefits of gratitude are well researched, and we all can be a lot happier when we are grateful for what we have. Thursdays are for acts of kindness. It can be an anonymous act of kindness, or it can be an act of kindness to yourself or to someone else. Fridays are for forgiveness, forgiving yourself or other people. The world needs a lot more forgiveness than it has. Saturdays and Sundays are for chocolate, to remind you of the sweet things in life and to not be so serious all the time. Thanks a lot for joining me. Remember to laugh, and remember that laughter prevents hardening of the attitudes.
As we extinguish the chalice, marking the end of our time together today, let us carry within the warm glow of its flame and all that it stands for as we make our way through the coming week and all that it brings. And may we again meet in the spirit of peace, compassion, and love.